Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Yesterday we learned on the Beacon Broadcast that God is not dependent upon men. And that comes as a shock to some people. But I would submit to you that if you are of the opinion that God is dependent upon men, then your concept, your understanding of God is far too small. God is not dependent upon men. God is not limited by men in any way. God chooses to use men, and we are grateful that he does, but our lack of cooperation and unwillingness to submit to God's requirements does not leave God in the lurch. It does not leave God without recourse. It does not leave God without the ability to carry out his plans and purposes perfectly. And that's part of what we learn from the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and we'll return to that spot again in just a moment, but thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, October 12 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and may I remind you once again that we do depend very much upon the gifts of our radio listeners to keep the Beacon Broadcast on the air. The verses in view, once again, are 2 Timothy 4, 16 through 18. Paul says, "At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." In verse 16, Paul records his disappointment with men who did not stand by him in his time of trial. His personal disappointment in the unreliability of men. But he sets that in sharp contrast with the unfailing faithfulness of God. "Yes, no man stood with me. All men forsook me, but," verse 17, "the Lord stood with me and strengthened me." And so there are some important truths about God that we learn from this passage. And the first one, the one that I referred to in the introduction today, is the reminder that God is not dependent upon men. Though no man stood with Paul, no man strengthened Paul, encouraged Paul, helped Paul, that did not leave God unable to encourage and strengthen Paul. It's always problematic to deal in hypotheticals, and yet sometimes I think it helps us to sharpen our thinking. And so sometimes we do ask what-if questions, even though in another sense they may not be exactly appropriate. And I hope you understand what I mean, and I'll try to explain that by offering first a hypothetical. What if there were Christians in Rome that were willing to stand with Paul? Don't you think it likely that God would have encouraged and strengthened Paul through those human beings, through those men? And of course, when I use the word man, I mean humankind, men and women. if verse 16 had been different, instead of Paul saying, at my first defense, a whole bunch of Roman Christians stood with me. How I thank God for their help and encouragement. Then we probably would have heard him say in verse 17, the Lord used them to strengthen me. I thank God for my brothers and sisters in Christ who were the instruments in the hands of God to help, encourage, and strengthen me in the hour of my great trial. That's what we might have read if Christians had been faithful to the Lord, if they had been loyal to Paul, as they should have been. But they weren't. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. So God was not dependent upon man. God was not limited by man's disobedience and lack of cooperation and unwillingness to do what he ought to do. Man fails, God does not fail. Man is unfaithful, God is faithful. It really reminds me of the verses we looked at some weeks ago, months ago now, I think, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, where Paul said in verse 11, this is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Now, there's a real instructive twist of language in that last statement. We go along with three statements, and they're very obvious and parallel. If we died with him, we shall live with him. We understand that. Die, live. All right? That's the contrast and comparison. Verse 12, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. Again, that's a very expected contrast. If we're willing to endure the difficulties and hardships that our Christian discipleship lays upon us, what will happen? We will be rewarded. We will reign with him. Verse 12, the second part, if we deny him, then what? In other words, if we don't endure, if we aren't persevering and loyal to him as we ought to be, if we deny him, what's the result of that? He will also deny us. Well, that's not unexpected either. Whoso confesseth me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Whosoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Jesus already said this, so Paul stating it in 2 Timothy chapter 2 is not exactly a surprise. If we deny him, what's the result of that? He will deny us. That's really expected. All of these statements thus far are fairly predictable. We expected these things to be said. If we died with him, what do we expect to come out of that? We shall also live with him. If we endure, what do we expect to come out of that? We shall also reign with him. If we deny him, what do we expect to come out of that? He will also deny us. If we are faithless, verse 13, now the fourth statement, if we are faithless, what do we expect to come out of that? We might expect it to say, well, God will be faithless toward us. If we're faithless toward him, God will be faithless toward us. Very similar to, if we deny him, he will also deny us. But that's not what it says. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. That little enigmatic, unexpected turn of language focuses our attention upon a very important truth. Namely, God is faithful even if men are totally faithless. Or another way of putting it, if men are totally unfaithful. If men are unfaithful, that does not change the faithfulness of God. He remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. And that's another way of saying the same thing we're seeing here. God is independent of man. God does not need man to do his work, though he often works through men. God is not dependent upon man's cooperation for him to accomplish his purposes. God will fulfill his sovereign will regardless of man's cooperation. So, God is independent of man, and God is faithful to his word. God had promised to be with Paul. He was. All forsook me, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. How did he strengthen him? He doesn't tell us how, but he ministered to him in some way that was effective and strengthened him. The Holy Spirit came to Paul in such a way that he was strengthened. He reminded Paul of the promises of God's word, that I will never leave you nor forsake you. He reminded Paul that all things work together for good to those who love God and who are the called according to his purpose. The very words that Paul himself wrote in Romans chapter 8. He reminded Paul of these things and strengthened him to believe them. Like Simon and Christ. Remember Jesus said, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. If Jesus had not strengthened Peter when Satan came to sift him, then his faith would have failed. Whether Simon's faith endured or failed wasn't dependent upon Simon, thankfully. It was dependent upon God. I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And indeed it didn't. Simon denied the Lord shamefully. Simon was sifted by Satan vigorously, but Christ strengthened Simon so that his faith did not fail. And Christ strengthened Paul so that his faith did not fail. He strengthened him, no doubt, by reminding him of the promises that God has made to his children, and by strengthening Paul's faith so that he had no difficulty believing, embracing, and drawing strength from those promises. Yes, at my first defense, no one, meaning no man, stood with me, but all forsook me. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. He strengthened Paul, preserved him, provided for him, that Paul's work on earth might continue until the day ordained by God when that work would cease because it was time for Paul to go home. And the point is that sometimes we must be stripped of all human help in order to realize fully our divine help. Sometimes we don't understand and recognize the help of God because we are looking frantically for help from men. And we think that if we're not getting the help that we expect from men, that all is hopeless and all is lost, and sometimes God has to strip us of all human help so that we can realize that God is God, and God is faithful, and God is not dependent upon frail and fallible men. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.